Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
So your kid comes back from a house while trick-or-treating. It's like, Mom, look at what I got. And you look, and he pulls out a wad of cash. You're like, whoa.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, where'd that come from? And your kid's like, that house right up there. So what are you doing? And you look at it, and you look at it a little closer, and it's like $10,000.
Wow.
That was actually happening in, I think it was L.A., because it's this YouTuber that my daughter watches, Mr. Beast.
Mm-hmm.
He's known on YouTube for just giving away a lot of money. And he was randomly handing out to trick-or-treaters stacks of $10,000.
Holy cow.
Here's $10,000.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Of course. No, it's yours. No, keep it.
No, buddy, you keep it.
Is there anything you want to buy? Here's some Feastables. Here, you want to also want a Feastables bar to go with your 10 grand? Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah. If my kid's going up there, like, I am like, no, you keep this. This is, but then.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Right. But then how hard do you resist taking the money?
Well, here's the thing. Like, my kids watch Mr. Beast too, so I would recognize him. If I didn't recognize him, though, I'd have a hard time taking it.
Mm-hmm. Even if the person was just like, no, seriously, it's a gift. I'm blessed. I'm just giving it away. It's for you.
I would probably say, I'm sure 20, are you sure 20 times before taking it?
And then do you claim it on your taxes?
No. You hide it under your mattress.
I never got this. Man, I know. I don't know. I would be conflicted for sure. But, you know, a problem for sure, I would imagine a lot of people would like to be faced with. Whether or not keep the 10 grand that your kid was given for Halloween or give it back.
It's great to live in Mr. Beast's neighborhood.
I guess so.
My goodness.
Yeah. And then how quickly do you find out, you know, does word get around the block when you're trick-or-treating that's Mr. Beast's house, or at least that's a house where he's at right now, and he's handing out stacks of cash?
I'd be telling everybody around me. It's like as soon as you run down there, guys, and then you try to gather everybody you can see.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, and then your friend goes up, and he just gets a full-size candy bar, and he's like, oh, okay, yeah, well.
Oh, man. That would be rough.
Yeah, that would be rough, for sure. Winners of Jack Harlow coming soon. They are reviving that program. Six new members are potentially going to be getting those Hometown Hero banners in 2023. Jack Harlow being one of them. The other nominees are John Asher. John Asher was, you know, a Louisville native and obviously the vice president of Churchill Downs Racing. Lionel Hampton, who is internationally beloved jazz musician.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like I said, Jack Harlow. David Jones Sr. He's a West Louisville native and co-founder of Humana. And Justin Thomas, who you probably have recognized his name.
Oh, yeah, he deserves one.
Yeah, for sure. Louisville native, PGA Tour, master there. And Wes Unseld, who is also a Basketball Hall of Famer there. So we could be seeing six new of those banners hanging in 2023 as they're kind of kicking that program back off. So that's pretty
cool. So you and I are not native to Louisville. That's probably why we're not considered.
That's probably why. Probably, yeah. I mean, we've been here a long time, but not a native. We weren't born here. My mom did not push me out inside Jefferson County. So that makes me ineligible.
Really kind of graphic. But yes, that's the technicality, I think, that's keeping us out of this program.
Had I known, maybe, you know, it would have been nice to have my mom just, you know, drive down 71 a couple hours and use one of the hospitals here.
Why don't you have this baby here? They might end up with a banner on a building.
I know, right? Got the new iOS 16 update, but you apparently can unsend text messages now.
You can?
Yeah. So in the new iOS 16, you can press down on a sent message and unsend it. As long as you do it within 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's better than like 3 seconds, which is what I thought you were going to say.
And you can edit a text message within 15 minutes. What you have to do is press down on it and select edit.
Wow.
So this is pretty big.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, especially, you know, when you've been the victim of one of those accidental text messages like we've all done.
Oh, man.
We've all sent before where you wish you could just sit there and unsend it, but no.
Yes, you just hit send and you're like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can you take it all the way back or just edit it? As in, like, sorry, I didn't mean to send that to you.
According to what I'm reading, you should be able to completely unsend it, like it never sent. For those of you who are Gmail users or Google Mail users, you know,
Yeah. You
can do that, but you've only got like 3 seconds, like you said, to do that.
It's
on
really
an,
fast.
On
you have
an
to know
email.
Instantly you made a mistake.
Yeah, and you'd be like, oh, whoops, and then you hit unsend, and then it'll unsend it. And so apparently within 2 minutes, you can do that on text messages, which I would imagine... It's got to still be under unread, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe that's some good news for people this morning.
That could be opening a whole new world for you and your bad decisions.
Or just accidental text messages.
Right. Exactly.
However, Kelly just tried to test it out.
I've got an iPhone 14, iOS 16.1, so this should be working for me, right?
Yeah, so the latest two text messages from Kelly I received are poopy butt face and poopy doopy butt face. So neither one of those text messages, Kelly, you were able to unsend.
Dang it. So you're supposed to pull down on the actual message, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it pulls up the options. The only option, I didn't get an unsend. I got a delete, like the little trash can. So I hit the trash can, delete the message. So it's deleted for me, but it's not for you.
Nope. Still on my phone.
You got both.
I got poopy butt face and I got poopy doopy butt face. Okay.
I say that with all the love in the world.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that you both have to be on Apple phones and both have to have iOS 16. That's what
okay,
I'm thinking.
Okay, yeah. The other person has the same phone and model to unsend the message according to a text message.
We got a text from Audra who said, where was this last week when I accidentally sent pictures of my husband's vasectomy care package to a mom of a kid in my daughter's first grade class? Let me see what's
and
in
she
this.
She sent a picture of a screenshot of it.
100% juice, no seeds. There is a bottle of bourbon. There's
a Tylenol box with a little ouch on it.
Yeah, instead of Cheez-Its, it's cheese snips.
Oh, my God. Oh, and then some sunflower seeds. R.I.P. your seeds.
Fireball whiskey just says fireballs.
Oh, that's my funny. God.
All right. That's funny.
And she's like, oh, poop, that went to the wrong person. Sorry.
Yep.
The recipient obviously was like, oh, that was awesome, though. Definitely made my day.
Ha. Okay. So there you go. If you were very excited about the unsend feature of iOS, I guess
it comes with a big asterisk.
Yeah. I was going to say, you both got to have the iOS 16 update and Apple phones, apparently. To be able to unsend it within 2 minutes and edit it within 15.
Well, I'm glad you get to still hang on to those messages.
Poopy, doopy, butt face. Okay. Setting the bar. Kelly, these are...
examples of what not to do, situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, you know, right place, right time. Sure, the opposite is wrong place, right wrong time. And that's where our hero found themselves. So if you can manage to make it through the day... without speeding through while a bunch of cops are literally filming a PSA about speeding.
Oh, gosh.
You're doing okay.
How fast were we going?
So this is in Canada. So metric system.
Uh-huh.
But police were on the side of the highway filming like this PSA about speeding, right? And one of the officers was in the patrol car kind of talking about highway safety and all that stuff. And talking about a speeder that he had caught earlier about a half an hour ago, then kind of points his radar gun at the road. There's another officer that's kind of filming him do this.
Just doing some speed enforcement here. Traffic is pretty steady. About half an hour ago, I had someone going 169 kilometers an hour in the posted 100 zone. Ooh, 167.
Yeah, so right at that moment, He like literally puts his speed camera up and within a second clocks someone at going 167 kilometers an hour, which is about 103 miles per hour.
So FYI. Do they jump in the car and go after them? What happened?
He was already in the car. All he did was flip the lights on and go.
I promise you, that was not planned. That just happened right now.
Yeah, so then the other officer that was filming him was just like, yeah, that wasn't planned. That just basically
And now
happened.
We get an unexpected co-star in our little PSA.
I know, exactly. So again, there's right place, right time. There's wrong place, wrong time.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without speeding through while a bunch of cops are literally filming a PSA about speeding, you're doing okay.
Awesome.
Yep. That is setting the bar. Look, we've all been there. You feel something in your while you're driving in your car, and you're like, man, there is there is something that is not right. And you're just like kind of hoping that you can just get wherever you're going and then address whatever it is. Exactly. So last night, I'm taking my daughter Zoe to dance practice. And, you know, we're getting on the freeway and, you know, we're headed out to kind of the Hurstbourne Industrial Park area, right? And I'm driving along, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, man, it's like almost like a bumping, like I'm on like a weird road. Like there's like almost like grooves in the road. Like that's what it was feeling like.
Oh.
And you know, me being the expert driver I am, I realize this. Zoe's just chatting with me like she doesn't know because.
Sure.
Yeah.
She doesn't like feel the car when you drive it.
Right. Exactly. And so I get to. And drop her off. And I just kind of take a look at the tire. And I'm like, all right. Because I could tell it was coming from the front driver's side tire. I was like, man, there is something. And I'm like bracing myself for what I'm going to see. I'm like, man, maybe I'm driving on a flat. But it wasn't driving like I was driving on a flat tire. It was just something weird, you know?
Yeah.
And
it
so then.
Felt off.
Yeah, exactly. So then I go and I look at my tire and I'm like, wait a minute. Is that, and I'm looking, and it's like a complete bolt and washer that is completely stuck in my tire. Like it's got a washer on it, and it was almost as if I wanted to screw something into my tire. That's how it looked. It had washer, it had a bolt, and I was like, oh. And so
that
I like.
Look good. That's going to be a big hole.
Well, and I listen, and there's no air coming out, and I like kind of like feel it. I like put my fingers around it, and it's warm because I was just like driving on it, and it's metal. And I'm like, all right, well, that's pretty.
I'm gonna need to address that ASAP.
That's pretty
sooner than later.
Secure in there. So I'm like, oh man, you know. And at this point, it's like all the, you know, fix it places they're closed.
Oh no.
So. Like, well, guess I'm going to drive home on it. So I
guess I'm going to roll the dice, take my chances.
Yeah. So I drive home, you know, same deal. Like I feel like there's bumping in the road. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. So long story short, I'm going to have to dress it sometime today because I drove to work on it as well.
OMG.
I know exactly. But anyways, it got me thinking because I remember a while ago I had... And this was one of those things where I feel like if I tried to remove it, it would just cause my tire to go flat. Like I need to take it to a tire place or take it to a place
it's
and have
it. It's
going
to be a big hole. It'll go flat.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to have to like have them patch it or do something.
It didn't blow, to be honest.
Well, I'm glad
that
it
would
didn't.
Be what I would be afraid of.
Well, of course. Like, yeah, I mean, I've already dealt with that earlier. Like last week, I literally dealt with that last week with my other car.
Yeah, but it waited until you were pulling in the driveway before that to happen, which was incredibly lucky.
Yeah, so I remember talking to my mechanic one time, and I was like, man, you know, because we were talking about, again, I had something in my tire, and he's like, man, that's not even the craziest thing I've pulled out. I'm like, all right, so what are some of the crazy things that you pulled out of your tire? And like my mechanic was just like, yeah, I mean, I've pulled antlers.
Antlers?
Out of tires before? Like, I'm like, antlers?
Wow.
Like, holy cow, like a full antler. Yeah? Well, not like a full antler, but it was obviously like broken off, and it was just like speared into the tire.
Oh, wow.
Ray just messaged or tweeted a full-length drill bit he's pulled out of his tire.
Ooh.
How does that happen on the road? Like, because wouldn't a drill bit be laying on its side?
You would think, unless it's like angled up maybe on a rock, like a little stone or something, just enough to where it pierces as the tire
goes
over it. Yeah.
Emily tweeted a picture of her current situation, and she's got something very similar to me, and that she's got a bolt just sticking in her tire. And it's almost like you want to be like, okay, let's not bother it. It won't hurt you if it doesn't bother. if you don't bother it, it's not going to lose air. And everything's going to be fine.
Oh my gosh. Courtney was like, I'm terrified of driving over bridges. Scares the crap out of me. One time I had to drive to Indy for work, drove over the bridge. Immediately on the other side, my tire pressure light comes on, pull over. There's a bolt the size of my finger in my tire.
Oh my gosh.
I know it didn't come from the bridge, but my brain is like, never again, you're going to die. So on the way back to Louisville, I went out of my way to drive over a different bridge.
I was trying to say, you can't get to Indiana without going over a bridge.
No, yeah, you are going to have it. She picked a different bridge. Like, not that one.
That's funny. Wow. My wife is she doesn't like driving over bridges either. You know, it's
especially narrow ones.
Well, I think it all happened back. Like, her fear of that came when that story out of Minnesota, when literally like I-35, that interstate bridge just collapsed, full on collapsed, and she's like, nope, nope, don't want that. Belt. Right, exactly, yep. But yeah, crazy things you've found in your tire. Like, I literally just have a bolt and a washer in my tire. So
is this one of the back two?
No, this is a different car. Different car.
Oh, different
car. Yeah, this is a different car. But these tires are, these tires are good. They're relatively new. So, I mean, it's like, I'm not driving around. I know I give off the air that I'm just reckless and I don't take care of anything. But I do have relatively new tires on all my cars. So
okay, that's good. That's good news. Yeah. So we're just going to hopefully praying that it can be patched, so you don't have to buy it.
Yeah. Again, I'm just like, hey, just hold the air until I can get it to a place where I can get it fixed. Right. It's 99.70 JX. And feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is just a sweet little story. Chris and Lauren Meehan were excited to meet their twin daughters in Denver. And the nurse in care of them just, you know, asked them the pretty standard question, have you picked out names?
The nurses had asked in the room if we had picked out names yet. We stopped and we were like, yep, we liked Emma and Julia. And kind of the room got kind of quiet. They all looked around and everyone started to giggle because we found out that the two nurses that were going to take care of the babies when they did come were both Emma and Julia. So it was just a nice moment in the craziness that was about to happen to kind of just stop and appreciate that little moment of joy and knowing that, like, we picked the right names, we were in the right spot at the right time.
I think we were just so excited.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it.
I feel like it's pretty rare to have that coincidence in general, and especially with twins and two nurses. That just doesn't happen around here.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
You can see their story. They are adorable, too. And they got to kind of, you know, talk with the nurses after the fact and just kind of check in with them. It's really sweet. Up at WDJX.com.
I'm not a dream expert. I don't know if you can control your subconscious or control what you dream about. I typically would assume that you cannot.
Well, I always tell my kids, you know, hey, think happy thoughts, you know, before you go to sleep. And hopefully that sets you up to have nice dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if it works or not, but, you know, maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. But like, I do know that, you know, sometimes when you wake up from a great dream and you're like, oh, man, I want to go back to that dream.
Yes.
And you like try to go to sleep and try to like
finish it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does this play out?
Exactly.
I got to know the end.
Right. Right. You can't just wake me up now. Come on.
It's like a cliffhanger. Right. The worst way.
Right. But then it's like, why do you have certain dreams about certain things? Like, you know, maybe people that you've never had an interaction with, or nameless, faceless people, or people you actually know, but you're putting yourself in situations that are very awkward.
That's where we are with Tammy. Bless her heart.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So, Tammy, let's hear it.
Good morning.
So, first of all, thank you for allowing us to chat with you about this. Will you kind of explain to us what's happening?
Absolutely. It is kind of awkward to talk about, but I'm a very happily married woman, and I've been friends with my husband's friend for years. I mean, years. He's like a goofy brother to me. He comes to the house. It's all great. Well, the other night, I had a very vivid, naughty dream about him, and I have no idea why. He's a right? He's a goofy friend. I'm not attracted to him in real life.
You're not?
I'm not.
Okay.
That's what's so... But I had this I'm talking very hot dream. And when I woke up next to my amazing husband, I felt really uncomfortable. And like, how do I even face him again? So I want this to really stop. I'm not attracted to him at all. And nothing's really changed since the dream. But I just feel like it just feels very awkward to me. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, so obviously you're not able to get over this dream. Is this the only dream you've ever... Have you had multiple dreams?
No, I haven't. This is the only time I've had this. I feel like I'm cheating on my husband, and I'm not. Okay, but I feel like I'm cheating, and the problem is I can't stop thinking about it. And not in a sexy way, like I'm getting all hot and bothered, but... More like, why am I having this dream? What's happening? I'm kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly, have you ever had a hot, vivid dream about someone other than your husband?
Listen, are you going to keep bringing up the dream I had about making out with Justin Bieber at River Falls Mall? Are you going to keep? How many times?
Well,
do we need to keep rehashing this?
If we need to.
No, it didn't mean anything that I needed to leave my husband for Justin Bieber. Thanks.
Okay. This is taking you as a shock. You obviously can't talk to your best friend about it because now do you know if those feelings are reciprocal? Well, okay. No, that's weird because you're not.
Well, they've known him forever, right?
Right.
You've known
him
forever.
But I'm saying if you said this to your husband's friend, would he think it was weird too? Or would you think you have women's intuition? Do you think there's a little something that he's given off to you that maybe you're not consciously picking up? Do you know what I mean? Am I
right? There's no way I'm going to tell him. I think it's going to make him feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because he is such a dear friend with my husband. Like, they're buds, right?
Right.
I don't think you tell either one of them because that is only going to stir up some sort of insecurity in your husband. His friend's going to feel weird. Yeah, I don't think it's going to serve any purpose to tell either one of them. I feel like hopefully we just got to figure out how to get that out of your noggin so you don't dream about it again.
I want this to stop so bad because he comes over, we have dinner, we go, they play, watch football together.
Right.
And you feel like you've got this awkward, weird secret. Yeah.
Yes, really weird.
Well, I would love to hear a dream expert chime in on this because I think that's kind of interesting.
You need to interpret it.
Obviously, you know him very well, and now all of a sudden you're having these dream fantasies.
Naughty.
Yes, naughty dreams.
But not stemming from your attraction to him. Like, you don't have any sort of underlying attraction
that's
coming to life.
I've never been attracted to him. He's completely opposite of my husband. Sweet guy, funny, goofy, but I love my husband. I'm very attracted to my husband.
Okay, but we get you love your husband, but... If your husband wasn't in the picture, would he be someone?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm going to stop.
All right. Well, hey, Tammy, cool. We have some people chiming in. Hopefully we can get maybe a dream expert to chime in as well to maybe, I don't know, give you a couple ways that you can cleanse that. Yes,
cleanse
right.
Me.
Yes. Let's purge it out of your brain.
Tammy, does he have a good body?
Stop it.
Cleanse me.
All right. Yes,
just
cleanse
hang
you.
Hang up the phone, Tammy. Walk away.
All right, Tammy. Thank you. We'll try to get you some help. And keep us posted. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We got a text from Dylan. Is like, I'm hoping this is my buddy's wife, Tammy.
Is it me? Winky
oh,
face.
My gosh. Yeah, I mean, and Brittany, same thing. She's like, hey, I love group therapy, but I feel like someone's going to recognize her voice and her husband and his best friend are going to find out about the dream.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so many people are just like, listen, it's just a dream. You can't control that. Bev said, I had a dream 26 years ago. My husband took a woman and her three kids to an expensive ice cream shop, one we could never afford. I have no idea who the woman was or her kids. My husband says, I haven't gotten over it yet, LOL, especially since she knows it was 26 years ago.
Well, she sounds hideous. All right. Well, hey, chime in. I'd love to hear your interpretation of this. If you've ever had a very naughty dream about someone who you're not attracted to, what does that mean?
Why is that happening?
Right. 502-571-9970. Would love to hear your thoughts on that. Group therapy. Tammy has a very naughty, explicit dream about her husband's best friend. Swears she's not attracted to him at all. More like a goofy brother to her. But she doesn't want to tell him or her husband because she doesn't want it to be weird. She just wants it to stop. And what's she do?
Yeah, so Jenna said, listen, our brains do weird things when we're asleep.
Yep.
Do not tell your husband, friend, or anyone else. Because it will get back to them. It'll just make things weird for everybody, not just you. It doesn't mean that you want that to happen or that you were cheating, especially when you feel so icky about it. It just means that you feel close to him and your brain found a weird way to work through that.
I mean, this is fascinating. Jasmine, hi there.
Hey, I'm not a dream expert because...
Perfect! You're just...
I'm not an expert, but I've done my fair share of interpreting of dreams.
Okay.
Okay, so... An intimate dream about someone that you are not attracted to, either A, means that there's intimacy missing between the person you are attracted to, or there's intimacy missing with yourself.
Oh.
How much me time has she given herself, and does she need to become best friends with herself again?
Are you meaning like best friends with yourself, like she needs to purchase one of those products from Gwyneth Paltrow's gift guide?
No.
No, just spending some quality me time, you know, maybe go quality, get your nails done.
Some, you know, inner child play time, like going out and doing something fun, like, you know, that she wants to do.
Okay.
So missing something intimate, something in her life, and not necessarily that she's having this weird attractive dream to a person she doesn't.
How it's less about the person?
How awkward is that though around that person? You know, I mean, because she's got to feel some sort of way next time she sees him. Like, oh,
I know what you did last night.
Oh yeah. Super, super awkward. Oh God, I would not want to be in her shoes.
I know what you were doing last night. Is that what you said, Kelly?
Yeah.
Who's got two thumbs? Oh, gosh. All right, Jasmine, I appreciate your expert, non-expert analysis on that.
Thanks, guys. Love
you. All right, love
you. Adrienne rolling in. She said, usually cheating means there's something lacking in your relationship or in life. Doesn't mean that you're going to go and cheat on your husband.
Yeah.
It's just you're self-conscious. And then she posted a little screenshot of an article on Google, so it must be true. If you're the one who's cheating on your partner in your dreams, could mean that you're feeling guilty about something in your real life.
I've always heard about dreams is that it's never literal. They're right. It's always something else. Interpreted,
yeah.
You know?
It could also mean that your current relationship's missing something that you need, is what it says. So, yeah. So maybe you just need to, you know, spice things up with hubs.
Have a little fun. Me time.
Yeah, more me time. We have decided we're not telling anyone, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that it would be a little bit awkward if you're like, hey, so I had a wild dream about you and me.
It would be a lot of it awkward. Not a little bit, a lot of it. Yeah. Let's not tell him. Let's not tell our husband. Let's not tell anyone. Just realize it's just a dream. And maybe we examine ourselves. And is there something you're feeling guilty about? Are you needing some alone time? Are you needing to spice things up with your husband? Whatever. Like, let's just examine you and let's not tell them.
All right. So there you go. Group therapy. Good luck, Tammy. We're all rooting for you.
By the way, Lisa says, Ben, no one needs to buy anything from Gwyneth Paltrow.
I hear she's got good candles.
Stop it!
Oh. Granted, when you want sports, you obviously come to the sports authority that is Ben and Kelly. Obviously, we're going to touch on a little bit the ruling yesterday that was heard round Jefferson County, Kentuckiana. The NCAA independent accountability resolution process came with a $5,000 fine for the university, U of L. Two-week ban on communication with recruits during the 2022-23 school year. And will remain on probation for 2 years. Now.
Oh, not good.
Well, that is a lot better than what it could have been.
Okay. What
so
were we facing?
Big time no-nos? Well, and yes, it could have been a lot worse. And so we almost see that, and a lot of people are interpreting that almost kind of like a win. Like a, all right, so we can kind of start moving forward now. That this ruling has come down. This is all stemming from Adidas and then, you know, the recruiting scandals that were happening years and years and years ago, right? So yeah. Interim President Lori Stewart Gonzalez said,
"Today, we close the book on the past. We ask all of the Cardinal Nation to get behind these young men and all our teams as we move into a brighter future."
Yeah, so hopefully they can do that. And now a lot of the fan base are calling for, hey, raise the banner back up. Because remember, they took down the NCAA National Championship 2013 banner. That was a voluntary removal. That wasn't a removal that was handed down by the NCAA. So a lot of fans are saying, hey, you know what? I was there. I watched them beat Michigan. They won that. Even
bring it back.
Even some former Cardinals, Luke Hancock, and they were calling for the banner to come back up. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Donovan Mitchell was also calling for the banner to be raised again there in the Yum Center. $5,000 fine, 2 week ban on communication with recruits during the 2022-23 school year, probation for 2 years. But hopefully, this can be at least the start to moving forward.
We're moving on, Cards fans.
Okay. And that is Kelly trying to muster up as much excitement about that as she possibly can.
I literally have paid zero attention to this story.
No, I know.
Like
I know.
The entire time.
And I understand that. And that's
it's not even on my show sheet. Like, I can't even fake like I got any knowledge about it. I got nothing.
I got nothing. All right, Kelly Kay, what you got?
Okay, so this is a really amazing story. Something I will never do. Mm. Sam Baker, he's 8, lives in Colorado. Just became the youngest person to summit El Capitan in Yosemite National Park with his dad.
Now, that's like a straight-up climb, right?
Yes, this is like rope climbing. They started it on October 24th.
Towering at 3,000 feet.
Whoa!
For 4 days and three nights, Sam and his dad scaled the daunting granite walls in a four-person team.
It's awesome and amazing!
He didn't cry. Last whole 3 days. He was ready.
Whoa! Look at that.
When did you start climbing?
Since I can walk.
It's not about not having the fear. It's about having the fear and pushing through it. And that's really what courage is.
Wow. That is
pretty
cool.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I mean, they sound like they're on a roller coaster, but he's climbing this huge, like, rock wall. It's just insane. And he's just like, yeah, woo! They had a little peek party when they got up there, like disco balls and stuff, lights.
I mean, I'm impressed by people who can do and scale rock walls. And I know that you know, it's a different to do an actual mountain than a rock wall. But like people who can really do those well, I'm just so impressed by.
And he's been training for this for years. I mean, at different peaks all over the country. So this is not like, let's do that today. No, he's been working up to this point and just an incredible little kid, just pretty amazing. You can see their entire story on the website, WDJX.com.
I remember being in college and, getting a friend there my freshman year. I was like, man, you know, we really vibed. We're like, all right, we'll room together sophomore year. Turns out that he was a lot more neat than I was.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was a slob and you were neat. No, you were the slobby one.
Right. And I feel like I'm relatively put together. I'm relatively a neat person. But compared to him, I was a slob.
Uh-oh.
And that was a thing that was interesting where, you know, it was like little things, little comments. Oh, you going to pick that up? Oh, you just going to leave your side of the room like that?
You kind of became your dad.
Oh, you going to? And I'm like, what? Are you going to make your bed? Like, oh, what?
You asked about that?
Yeah. So
just close the door, dude.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So it was a thing that, you know, yeah. And we're still good friends. I mean, that wasn't like the end of it, but.
No, but he was like, I'm not living with you again.
But it was interesting once we started like rooming together that, oh, okay. So that's how you are. And,
oh, wow.
And so, you know, it's kind of like that also with relationships, you know, if you're vibing with a person and you're like, ah, man, this is great. But then you kind of really see who they really are in their
own world,
in their own world, in their environment. Exactly. Exactly.
When like, you know, if you leave a glass out a little bit too long before cleaning it or putting it in the dishwasher. Or if you leave clothes on the floor a little bit too long. Yeah, super annoying. And stuff can pile up.
I mean, I just had a conversation two days ago. My wife was like, hey, are you going to take those socks on the side of your bed and put them in the old laundry room?
Oh.
Because I when I get into bed, I take my socks off. I put them, and I'm like, I don't want to go all the way to the laundry room at that point. Plus,
my husband does the same thing, but I typically tend to pick it up.
I might risk getting my feet dirty. And I don't want to track dirty feet into the bed, right?
Oh.
Because I have hardwood floors, right? So.
Yes.
So, yeah, anyways, we just had a conversation about that just recently. So, yeah, I mean, things like that, you know, the little nuances of living with a person.
Yeah, I'll say that my husband probably has a different timeline for getting things done than I do. We'll say it. Well, it's not that I'm unwilling. It's just sometimes he's like, I'm doing this now. And then I need to be able to jump in and help at that point. Like, I'm doing the laundry. It'd be great if you would put it away.
Yeah, so timelines are definitely a thing, too, that you got to understand. Mm. So you just really don't know someone until you live with them. And Celine, she reached out to us into our DMs and has a question. She just moved in with her boyfriend, and she's like, you really don't know someone until you live with them.
So do we have to figure out, like, how to address these things or maybe. If they're deal breakers?
Or whatever, yeah. We've got her DM coming up next. And if you want to shoot us a DM, we'll address it on the show at Ben and Kelly Show, 99.7 DJX. Get to that next after Lizzo on social media at Ben and Kelly Show. You can shoot us a DM. We'll turn around, toss it out, see if maybe we can get you some help.
Celine said, hey, Ben and Kelly. So I just moved in with my boyfriend. And it's true. You really don't know someone till you live with them.
Right.
Among the things I have discovered that are driving me crazy. He doesn't believe in closing cupboard doors.
Uh-huh.
He never puts things back in their proper place.
Uh-huh.
He leaves things like toothpaste caps and hair gel lids laying everywhere.
Okay.
But here's what prompted me to write you guys.
Uh-huh.
He pees in the shower. I find that disgusting. The toilet is literally 1 foot away.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I told him how I felt, but he just laughed and said, all the guys do that. Now, I don't know how much of a deal to make of all these little things. I realize I'm a bit of a neat freak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure other women have had to deal with this. Can you ask them what they did about it? Thank you.
So, Celine, you're wanting to know how to convert your boyfriend, change your boyfriend from a person who leaves cupboard doors open, leaves lids lying around, and pees in the shower, to someone who uses the toilet, shuts cupboard doors, and puts lids back on containers.
I feel like, didn't we have something similar with, what was his name, Theo? And his ex-girlfriend gave him a list of things he needs to work on. This is very much in the same lane. I don't know.
How do you approach that with your boyfriend?
You're going to come off like his mom.
Right.
Yeah, so you want to avoid that because, again, this is someone you're romantically involved in with. And I don't know how long they've been dating.
I wouldn't worry about the shower thing because, I mean, that's a thing that's just going to happen. And as long as you're not in there with him, like, whatever.
Yes, sure. And maybe you shower before he does, if it kind of weirds you out.
I mean, but you're washing it down with water.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's,
you know, it's kind of like, is there still residue? Am I standing in it? You know, that kind of thing.
Sure. I can understand how that. I'm a shower peer. So, I mean, it's not like.
I am not.
Okay.
I'm assuming my husband is not.
But that's not something that you've addressed with him.
I'm not going
to
ask.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't think I need to know the answer to that. Like, all that's right. No.
Things?
No.
Okay.
But I would rather not know.
Okay. Because
it makes me happy to live in my blissfully ignorant world knowing that he doesn't do that.
That he gets out and uses the toilet.
Yes.
All right. All right. That's fine. So, yeah, I mean, you don't want to come across as his mom. I would pick up the toothpaste cap and say, hey, do you know how these work? You know?
Yes. And you can make it like make little funny quips, but then he'll hopefully also pick up that I'd like for you to start doing that.
Either that, or you start throwing the lids away and he's like, where's the lid to this? I don't know.
Well,
I just found it here and I just threw it away. What?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we don't need them. So, you know, I mean, you would have to live like that for a while. But
yeah.
But yeah. All right, well, hey, good luck. I don't know if we're actually giving you anything to work with, but I would say just talk to him in your own way and close cabinet doors and you know, try to get him.
I think maybe in these little moments when they happen is maybe when you do it. But
like,
if you can't sit down with like this whole list of things you just gave us and say, you're doing this and this, and do you realize
like,
that?
Like walk over to him while he's sitting on the couch, take him by the hand, walk him into the kitchen, take his hand.
Hey, Sparky, do you know how this works?
No, don't say Sparky.
No,
don't say that sort of thing. Don't say that. No, just take his hand and take it up and place it on the cabinet door and say, there you go.
That's not condescending, though.
There you go.
Taking him with his hand like a toddler. This is how this works. Look,
this is how it works. This is how it works. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. We're all pulling for you.
Whoever laughs for loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club, a game where Kelly and I sling our jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. There's the trophy. Kelly's
She's
got
glorious.
A 65-62 game lead, so backs up against the wall.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling confident? Do you feel like you've got some good ammo this week?
Yeah, sure, Kelly. Sure.
I'll say that Dad K contributed this week.
Will That's we know saying. Which one is his?
Probably.
All right. Losers go first. That's me. Ready?
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, there's a new trend called naked running. It's going for a run without smartphone or earbuds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just wish I knew that yesterday.
Yeah. I bet everybody else that saw you run wishes that too. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Got a holdover from last week. Who are the werewolf's cousins?
Who?
What wolf and when wolf?
Who? Yes. And why wolf?
Yep.
And how wolf?
The whole family.
My nephew Luke loves the fact he's named after a Star Wars character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My niece Chewbacca, not so much.
She's unhappy. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
What has four wheels and flies?
What?
A garbage truck?
No, it doesn't.
Actual insects. Insects, Ben. Flies, insects, see?
Oh.
See what I did there?
Oh,
do I have to explain
you have,
one to you?
You have too much cerebralness happening in your jokes.
Really? Kelly, that one hurts your brain?
Kelly, I was shocked. I was shocked when I discovered my roommate was stealing from the nearby driving school.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but to be fair, I should have noticed all the signs.
Uh-huh. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
I was trying to figure out why the ball kept getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Then it hit me.
Yes. Kelly, my roommate accused me. Same roommate.
Uh-huh.
My roommate accused me of not respecting his boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally ruined our bath.
Yeah. I could see how that would happen.
I couldn't get my back washed either.
Yeah. That's tragic.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Astronomers got tired of watching the moon go around the Earth for 24 hours.
Yeah.
They decided to call it a day.
Your joke's getting better, or?
They're going to be on an upward trajectory.
Kelly, my roommate. Same one. My roommate accused me of ignoring their privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could have at least told me to my face instead of just writing it in their diary.
Yes. Yes. That is their fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Dentists always ask dumb questions. Like, when's the last time you flossed?
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, you were there.
So a long time.
Yes.
You know, being a dentist's son, you should probably floss at least once a day.
Yeah, see, that's why I put that in there. I know my audience.
Kelly, can we ban yo mama jokes here?
Okay.
Yeah, they're old, stupid, and have been done by literally everyone hundreds of times.
Okay.
Just like yo mama. Diane.
Solid. Solid. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Just got a call from my son's school. The principal told me he's been acting up in class.
Mm-hmm.
My response was, he acts up at home all the time, but I don't call you, do I?
Okay. Your jokes were getting better, you said, right?
Yeah.
Kelly, my roommate.
Yeah.
Same roommate.
Yeah.
My roommate accused me of not respecting his boundaries again.
Really?
Yep. Totally ruined our shower.
Did the bath happen first or the shower?
Well, because the bath happens first.
And fool me
then
once.
Then the shower.
Fool me once, roommate. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he wouldn't look me in the eye.
I wouldn't either. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, if you will, a world in which YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook merge.
Yeah?
You know what they'd be called?
What?
You twit face.
That one took you down?
That's my dad, Kay. That's my dad, Kay Jeff. He's so proud of it. He's like, honey, I got one. I got one for Friday.
All right.
He's gonna take it down.
Well.
He took me down.
Thank you, Dad K. Thank you. I will enjoy this trophy. And my win.
Fair,
and my
it
win.
It was all your stupid roommate jokes. Whatever.
I mean, showers, baths, diaries.
I was already on the edge.
All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose. So Netflix's new ad tier program launched today. Have you thought any about how you're getting your Netflix, Kelly? Are you thinking about changing it?
Yeah, I mean, we've been kicking around that. Oh, there's so many streaming services.
We are
looking to downsize and really kind of looking into how much we use it. Now we do watch it quite a bit.
Yeah, so I guess the new ad plan is $6.99 and ads. So, but you don't get every show that you currently get on Netflix.
Yeah, there's going to be some restrictions.
Yeah, which I'm like, I don't think that's cool. Like, you're...
Well, no.
You're being
subjected...
I feel like
if you're dealing with the ads, a lesser price means you're dealing with the ads, right? That should be where it stops. But now you're going to restrict what I can actually watch?
Right. Exactly.
And am I going to know that ahead of time before I sign up for that? Like, what if it's one of my favorite shows or series or movies or whatever?
Well, apparently, if you're a huge fan of House of Cards, that's not going to be on the ad plan. It does include things like Arrested Development, Good Girls, The Good Place, Last Kingdom, things like that. Peaky Blinders. I know that's a big one. But, you know, things like movies like Skyfall, that's not going to be on there. Imitation Game, that's not going to be on there. You know, and some of these Netflix original movies aren't going to be on there. So I don't know, man. You know, it's like you're already paying for it. And then if you're like, all right, well, if I'm going to pay a cheaper price, but I'm going to be subjected to ads, doesn't that balance everything out?
It should.
Right?
It should. Absolutely. That should be the trade-off. The ads are the trade-off. But you should still have the same access to the full library.
Yeah. And pretty soon they're going to have basically like a cable streaming service where it's like, you know, where people still have cable and you know, subscribe to cable. They're going to have a streaming
Cable's
service.
Cable's going to be like, welcome back, friends.
Yeah, just like cable. Exactly.
All of us that cut the cord.
I know. We're going to be like, all right, we're back. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX, Water's Edge Winery and Bistro, Kentucky, and a deal of the week happening right now. $50 you can get there for only $25. Or you can just win it right now. Hello.
Hey, it's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Did I win?
What's your name? Oh, God, I said, what's your name? And you said Jennifer.
And it's Jennifer.
Hi, it's Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. What's your name? It's been one of those.
You didn't have enough coffee today.
I know.
It's not Monday.
I know, right? It's been one of those mornings. This is the weekend yet. Hey, Jennifer, congratulations. You win.
Thank you.
You are
Thank
welcome.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. What's fun and exciting in your world for this weekend? Anything crazy? Anything exciting?
Yard selling. I'm going to have a yard sale.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, all right.
Sunday, yeah.
Some good stuff.
What area town?
Highview.
Highview. All right.
Nice.
Yard sailing, Highview. Jennifer's going to be doing that Sunday. Okay, so like...
And the kids get a four-day weekend, so...
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's good. Good stuff. All right, well, Jennifer, enjoy the $50 to Water's Edge. Hang on, we're going to get more information from you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I just need to take a deep breath and step back for a second.
It's Friday. It's 4 we're in the home stretch of the show on a Friday. So.
I know, right?
Your brain is like, I'm kind of done. So how much more do we have?
I checked out. All right, let's get to a feel good. All right, here we go.
Okay, so Chris and Lauren Meehan, they were excited to meet their twin daughters in Denver. And the nurses were, you know, kind of asking the typical questions that you ask a couple about to meet their new babies.
The nurses had asked in the room if we had picked out names yet. We stopped and we were like, yep, we liked Emma and Julia. And kind of the room got kind of quiet. They all looked around and everyone started to giggle because we found out that the two nurses that were going to take care of the babies when they did come were both Emma and Julia. So it was just a nice moment in the craziness that was about to happen to kind of just stop and appreciate that little moment of joy. Knowing that, like, we picked the right names, we were in the right spot at the right time.
I think we were just so excited.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it.
I feel like it's pretty rare to have that coincidence in general, and especially with twins and two nurses. That just doesn't happen around here.
Yeah, what are the chances?
I know, Emma and Julia. How sweet is that? Just, you know, so they didn't pick the names because their nurses were named Emma and Julia. They had already decided on those
names.
And then Emma and Julia were the nurses.
Look at that.
So cute. You can see their story on the website, WDJX.com.
Setting the bar stories, Kelly, those are...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. Sets the bar for your day, for your weekend, very low. All right. Look, not uncommon to display a trophy of your accomplishments. Like, I did this.
Yes, look at that achievement.
Right. Probably should think twice about that if that accomplishment is illegal.
Okay. What kind of illegal accomplishment are we talking about?
All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without showing off your necklace with a charm made of the items you stole, you're doing okay.
Or stealing things and making jewelry out of it?
Well, okay. So the leader of a catalytic converter theft ring.
Oh, wow.
Was brought down this week because he went on social media, showed off a necklace he had. The charm, you guessed it, shaped like a catalytic converter.
Wow. That's random.
Random, unique, and it led to his capture and the entire theft ring getting busted. Now, this officer kind of talks about why catalytic converters are so, I guess, on the black market.
Some of the metals, $26,000 an ounce. You can see why, you know, it's very expensive repair to make, number one. But number two, why it's such a common crime.
Yeah, so, you know, if you've ever had a lot of auto places will sell, like, catalytic converter cages that you can kind of, like, have mounted around your catalytic converter so they don't get stolen. But
that's crazy.
Yeah.
No idea though they were that expensive.
Yeah, so Navin is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Nickname Lovin. He owned a New Jersey auto shop that allegedly bought and resold stolen converters. And anyways, he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself a necklace with a charm that looks like a catalytic converter. And that
it's
was
a little
his
badge of honor. Like, yep. Look, like no one's going to know why this is special. Except for now they do.
Except for they do. And... Mm-hmm. Congratulations, that led to your downfall. And apparently, this entire theft ring. So, there you go.
Dang, well, kudos to the police for cracking that case.
Yep.
And not sure if I would ever put that two and two together that way, but wow.
Kudos to Navin Lovin, who was just such a fan of jewelry that he put it up there, too. So
he's like, listen, this is, people are going to think I've got some serious game, right? Right?
Why?
If I wear this?
But it's like... Why would you get a pendant of a catalytic converter?
I don't know. Maybe he was just thinking, well, people are going to know that I like cars, right? I like cars and jewelry, and I'm merging them. My two loves, because my nickname's Lovin'.
That's right. That is setting the bar. So a lot of people are clowning on
Tammy. Now, Tammy was a listener we talked to earlier in the show on 99.70JX. Go on, Tammy, why are you coming to Ben and Kelly with a problem like this? What, with a dream that you're having about your husband's best friend in a naughty, salacious way?
And, yeah, and that's, it's a lot of condescending pats on the head in the comments.
Yeah, and you know what? Listen, this is supposed to be a safe place, people.
It is a safe place, and it's a safe place, and if people feel like that they need, you know, help with an issue, we are not going to judge.
We're not supposed to judge.
We're not supposed to judge.
Right, but Facebook is a naughty place.
You guys are judging.
Where people judge, and they're like, well, just let it go.
It's stupid. It's just stupid.
It's just a dream.
You're stupid.
These people have, because here's the thing. It's probably going to happen again because she's now thinking about it.
Yep.
And it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Probably. It's going to plague her. And so
it's going to take a little bit, I think, to get out of her brain, maybe.
Because she already said that it was hot, like it was a steamy dream.
But she doesn't want to have the dream. And no, it didn't make her now attracted to her husband's friend. She just feels awkward about the whole thing.
Right.
We told her, listen, there's no need to tell your husband or the friend. It's just going to make everybody awkward.
Yep.
Nobody needs that.
Nope.
It doesn't mean anything. The thing that a couple of people suggested maybe, that, you know, if you are cheating on your spouse in a dream, it could mean that you feel guilty about something or that there's something lacking in your life.
Maybe
she didn't get enough me time. Maybe she needs to, you know, spice things up with her hubby, you know, stuff like that.
All right. So anyways, if you want to listen to the original call or read the comments at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook or WDJX.com, click on listen. Got it up there for you. Man, today is going to be one of those days. Sunshine 80 could be a record high for November. Tomorrow is going to be windy, going to maybe see some rain, highs in the 70s. And then, of course, before you go to bed, before you get home from the club or whatever, make sure that you fall back. You set your clock back as we go back to daylight, or we get rid of daylight savings time for 6 months. Even through Monday, it's going to be sunshine mid-70s. We're not going to see like 50s until sometime next week.
I'm okay with that. I've got a white knuckle grip on summer weather, just clinging on to it as long as I can.
Now, this may be the last time we fall back.
I'm okay with that too, because either way, it screws us up for like a good week. Even though, you know, you feel like, well, you're getting an extra hour of sleep, it still screws us up. If you got kids, oh man, they get grumpy. Things are challenging for about a week until you get adjusted to the new schedule. So I'd be fine with that going bye-bye. I understand why it was put in place for the farmers.
Yeah, it was kind of a farmer's thing.
Yeah.
And so regardless of what happens, this has all got to be voted on. But regardless of what happens, we are going to be springing forward March 12th of next year. But the question really remains as to whether or not we're going to be falling back again next November. So,
okay. So are we inviting farmers to the issue? Do they get to vote? Because really, if they're the reasons that we set this whole thing in place, we should probably see how they feel about it.
Well, you know, next week is a voting week. So,
okay.
I mean, this would be your time. I don't know if there's anything on the ballot that we can locally vote on that
don't
would involve daylight savings time, but this would be our just reminder to make sure that you, you use your right next Tuesday, I guess it would be.
And I'm hoping that the farmers are invited to that meeting.
Yes. Yes, the farmers should be invited. All right. Whatever you do this weekend, have fun. And if it's something that is worthy of our show, make sure you tell us.
Even if you think it's borderline.
Tell us.
Like, we still let us sit through it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Have a good weekend. We will talk to you Monday.
Bye.